Spy with my little pie something that is Monday, April 16th, 2007.
That's right.
Hiatus.
Hello, every hiatus.
Everyone in the whole world.
Brian?
Yeah.
You gotta know something, dude.
I know lots of things.
Let me tell you. It's not my imagination, dude.
Oh.
It's not my imagination.
It isn't? Then whose is it?
I got a gun on my back.
A gun?
Mm-hmm.
A gun is on your back.
That's right.
Taped there?
Yeah.
Like John McClane?
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where am I going?
Die Hard with the Vengeance?
No, sir.
Oh.
Vengeance, yeah.
Perhaps. Well, see, that's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were leading up already to that.
That's right.
Is that what you're doing?
We should dive right in.
Fuck. Go for it.
Today on the big, mighty, lugubrious Spy vs. Pi podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the notion of revenge.
Well, hopefully. Oh, you want me to
get back in it, shits.
Yeah,
that's
really?
What it's all about, man.
No, I don't think so.
That's what revenge is all about.
Right away. No, I don't think that's what that means.
That's not the theory behind revenge.
No, actually.
Go ahead, tell me, what is revenge, Brian?
I don't know.
Look it up on the internet.
Look it up on internet.
If you look up on the internet and you add the words Black Flag, then you get the lyrics to Revenge by Black Flag. And
oh,
that
how about
song
that?
Is the germ.
You Google image search it, do you think you get Revenge of the Nerds within the first page?
I don't know. That's a good thought.
Do it up right now. Check it.
If anybody wants to check that out, just
play along at home.
If anybody just wants to send us an email.
If you're on the bus listening to this, wait till you get home and then play along at home.
Don't some buses have internet now?
Probably. Don't they have, like, wireless all over cities like Chicago? Or is that a plan?
I think it's just a plan.
Oh. They should just do that.
You're wrong, dude.
Oh.
That sucks.
Is it Klingons?
No, it's there's a cat in a bird cage.
I'm in your birds revenging your guts.
Some Star Wars stuff.
Oh, of course. From Revenge of the Jedi.
Frank Zappa's Chunga's Revenge actually comes up before Revenge of the Nerds there, so... Yeah,
well,
Revenge of the Nerds, second page.
I thought I knew you, Internet.
What's That's up? Harsh. Darth Tater is, in fact, before that, so...
That's disgusting. Yeah. Don't ever say that again.
What? Alright. You got it. Or else what? What are you gonna do? If I do it, how are you gonna get revenge on me, Brian?
Oh, I'll get back on you.
How are you gonna
I'll
do it?
I'll get back on you good.
How are you gonna do it?
I'll do the voice you don't like. I'll do the entire show as Dungeon Master.
I don't know. You're already treading that water pretty...
Hey, why don't you go suck a cock? I'm not in a good mood. You know why I'm not in a good mood?
I
want to get revenge. Here's how I want to get revenge. First of all, sick. I had a lot of trouble getting to sleep last night.
Yeah.
And then I didn't want it to come to this, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta drink some NyQuil. I can't deal. So I did... And now I have a NyQuil hangover, and it's kind of messed up. Because I didn't sleep that long.
Hair of the dog, dude.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, back that shit up with DayQuil. I drink four or five bottles of DayQuil when I'm sick.
That's the plan. I got the DayQuil caplets, gel tubes.
That's no good.
It was no good?
No, just get the bottle of the juice, boil it down.
Reduce it, leave it out, make it into a candy. You let it dry out, and then you put a stick in it, and it's like a lollipop.
That's right. You smoke the stick.
Yeah, dude, it gets you really, 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 really sick.
You're really well, man.
Yeah. So I'm sick and I did the thing and whatnot. And then fucking some assholes using a fucking circular saw outside my window.
Is that what that sound is?
Yeah, it's someone's... Oh. And that started at, I don't know, 10 in the morning.
I thought you had a slow leak.
Of what, my butt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fooding it out.
So I don't really, I can't tell. He's in my yard, so he may be building something for the upstairs people, or he may himself be the upstairs people. I can't really tell.
How are you going to get revenge on him, Brian?
Fucking... No, check this out.
Okay.
See, I normally wake up at, like, I don't know, later than that. And so my schedule is a little thrown out of the whack. So when I get home at, like, 1 in the morning, I'm going to play Johnny B. Goode cranked up to 10.
On the accordion?
Yeah. And the kicker is, I don't know how to play Johnny B. Goode.
There you go.
So, screw you.
That's pretty good.
You have to excuse me, I'm a little hoarse today.
A pygmy pony?
Yes, indeed I am.
I
know a little German, he's sitting right over there.
You should bring some cupcakes into work and frost them with spackle.
Spackle? We don't have spackle at work.
Really?
No.
No, you can stop and get some on the way.
I could maybe, oh.
It looks like frosting, man. A drywall compound stuff.
And then can I also use it to make a fake mustache?
Sure. Then you'd be incognito when you deliver the cupcakes.
Yeah, and then the other thing I could do with it, maybe, is, incognizant. I was just referencing that comic that you did, frosting and the mustache.
Dude, I don't remember that at all.
Okay, never mind. Does it exist anymore?
Probably something. I don't know.
Okay. What are you revenging at today?
I don't want to revenge on anybody. I'm cool.
You should. You totally should.
I like the concept of revenge, but I don't really need revenge against anyone.
Yeah, well, revenge only breeds other revenge anyhow.
Not unless you do it right.
Okay, fair enough.
If you do it right, then you're free and clear. That's what I mean.
You blow up the world.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, if you just, on your first step, if you just take it so far, you know, that the person knows, like, well, okay, well, if I try to get back at him for this, the thing he's going to turn around with is going to be so devastating, I can't possibly recover.
But if you go too far, are people just going to call the cops on you?
You go almost too far the first time, then you're covered. No one's going to want to take it too far. You just go right up to too far. That's how you do it, man. I'll tell you one.
Do it up.
You know Glitter?
The movie?
No, The Substance.
Sorry, I've only seen the movie.
You know, those little particles.
I didn't know it was named after something. That was a made-up word, like Shawshank.
Well, I think if you knew some dude, and you knew what time he got out of his car every day, a little cup of glitter mixed with a little cup of that, you know, they sell deer urine for deer hunters, you know?
No, I did not know that.
It's true. You put it on your deer stand, you put it on your hunting clothes, and then the deer, they can't smell you so good because it's reek of deer piss. They sell that. You can get a little vial of deer urine for about $10.
Okay.
Well, so I figure $5 of glitter, $10 of urine. Throw a cup of that at some dude just getting out of his car. You're going to remember that for a long time.
Pretty much ruin his day.
Ruin his car. Because, I mean, like, every time he drove, he would be glittery and smelling like piss.
Guess that's true.
That'd be great. The cleanup, it would be so many steps to clean that shit up.
Not really.
You don't
think? One step procedure, man.
Fucking drive the car off a fucking cliff.
Yeah, buy a new one.
That shit's never coming out.
No, light it on fire.
Yep. So that's, you know, so in a way, you're lighting that dude's car on fire, but without the ramifications thereof.
Yeah, the trick is to get him to light the car on fire. You want to drive him to do it. He's like, oh, and then I fucking had to light my car on fire.
Yep.
So, you know, it's like almost as though as if you did it.
And then you can be somewhat sympathetic with him. You'd be like, oh, that's a drag, dude. You really had to do that? That is a bummer, man. You should go get a beer sometime.
You mean?
Tonight's not good. You know what? I'll get back to you.
Let's go get a hot cup of deer urine.
Tell you what, I'll drive.
Sarah asked me just before we started here, what smells worse, coffee pee or beer shit?
Oh, beer shit, hands down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, hopefully not hands down. For you, maybe.
Drink a gallon of coffee pee just to...
not have to deal with shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much a rule that shit always smells worse than pee, no matter what.
I
could be wrong. Someone prove me wrong. Send me a bottle of your pee. It's pie versus pie.
Brian, 4 gallons of urine or one Franco-American meatball-sized piece of poop?
To consume?
Yep.
It's probably going to have to be the pee.
Wow, 4 gallons.
Wait, hold on. How much is 4 gallons? What's that in English? Wait, a gallon is 4 liters. Oh, Jesus Christ.
yeah.
4 gallons.
Yeah.
See, you're really up in the ante here.
Yeah. That's a lot of piss.
I don't know what a Franco-Italian war meatball is.
Okay, how about just a piece of poop the size of,
your fist?
You're the first digit on your pinky.
The first digit? The pinky is a digit, isn't it?
The first, little digit.
Segment?
Yeah, the first.
Oh,
yeah.
As opposed to 4 gallons of, of pee?
Mm-hmm.
Depends. Coffee pee, regular pee, my own pee of, what's the deal here?
There's, 1 gallon of yours, 1 gallon of mystery pee, 1 gallon of asparagus pee, and 1 gallon of that, you know, it's when you get that clear pee when you drink a lot of liquid, you know, it's just
yeah,
clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 gallon of that. You can drink them in whatever order you want. If you want to heat them up, like sake, that's fine.
That's pretty much what you want to do when you're drinking pee, is, sorry, I just blow my nose.
That's fine.
It's pretty much what you want to do is heat it up, because,
yeah.
No, what you want to do is freeze it and eat it like a popsicle.
Will it
and
freeze?
Then at last, I don't know. That's a good question.
What would you say, dude?
The size of my finger?
And you could dictate whatever food you want that poop made out of, too. I mean, if you want to, like...
Just pure corn, because it's just going to be corn when it comes out.
You think?
I would probably eat the poo the size of my finger.
Wow.
I probably would.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'd barf.
That'd be gritty.
And then you'd give me $5.
What? No.
What? Why not?
I would drink that pee and be like, dude, you fucked up.
You're sick.
Yeah.
Gross. Can't believe you're doing it.
I can't believe you're...
It's so salty. It's so salty. It tastes like ball.
Yeah, that would be that'd be something, man.
Ew, gross. And then I'd get revenge on you by... barfing the poo in your face.
Hey, there's some revenge, man.
Yeah.
You just keep pissing in milk cartons all the day. Mm-hmm. Eat cheeseburgers all the day. And then boil that shit down. Boil down your piss, right?
Mm-hmm. Make crystals?
Yeah, take that salt. Salt up some popcorn and offer it around.
No.
The
name,
man. Like, you like that popcorn? Is it salty? Like that.
You're gross.
That'd be good.
Can't believe this podcast has reached an all-time low. Can't believe you're talking about pee.
Yeah. That is disgusting.
Speaking of poop, I got a free Mr. Nutty.
Mr. Nutty.
Last night.
That's right.
Mr. Nutty Easter. I was at the grocery store last night, and since Easter is over, I was buying some coffee and stuff, and the guy goes, "Hey, who wants a free Mr. Nutty?" And I'm like, fucking me. I want a free Mr. Nutty. And Mr. Nutty is a nutty, chocolatey, good little Easter Bunny guy. So they didn't need him anymore, and I got it for free.
Awesome.
And I'm saving it till next Easter.
No, did you eat any of it yet?
No, it didn't have a candy eyeball, just like Weatherwise's Mr. Solid. It's missing the... Although, you know what? Looking at it, the candy eyeball may have just fallen out into the package, and I'll have to examine it closer later, but candy eyeball's not that important.
Not the best piece of candy in the world.
No, I think the chocolate and the nuts are more important. Mm. Yeah, and
is there
the coloring.
Mr. Nougat?
I hope so.
Ted Nougat? you're making me stretch and yawn and all. You're making me feel all fucked up, Ryan.
Oh, sorry, dude. I'm gonna cough on you.
I feel great, but then you're all like coughing all the Mike's nudes and making
me. Hey, I got it. What made you think about revenge, dude? Are you spiteful?
Yeah. No.
I used to be pretty spiteful. Used to be pretty. I kind of mellowed out. I'm old now, so I've kind of mellowed out. I'm not like that anymore.
You're just gonna take it, huh?
No, I'm not gonna take it. I'm not gonna take it anymore.
Right. any less? You're taking the same amount?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you just want to rock?
Everywhere I go, kids want to.
Well, if that's fine, dude. If you're not into revenge, that's fine. We don't have to talk about that. We can talk about whatever you want, man.
Too fucking late.
We can talk about whatever you want. You got big plans to spill, you got beans to... shuffle, huh?
Not really. You want to talk about sports?
Yeah, god damn, no.
Yeah,
fine. Right. I mean, that's fine. You do Xena Sports, that's cool. We've been over this 100 times. There's probably 45 hours of us going, fucking. Probably.
Yeah, we should distill all that down. We should distill it all down and edit out all those and then sprinkle it on some popcorn.
We should get singing greeting cards made. Heather got a birthday card for her birthday last Friday. But her birthday was Saturday. But she got the card on Friday. Never mind. But anyway, no. It played almost all of Super Freak.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we could make podcast greeting cards where it's just...
Was it
just
programmed
to
do that?
Can
you
minute.
Make? Can you get them that make... You can do whatever you want on?
Yeah, USB greeting card, maybe? I don't know. We can custom order them.
No, you should make one on the internet. And then it could, like, play video. Yeah. And then
should we have e-cards? We should make some e-cards, dude.
We should invent e-cards. That's a great idea.
You don't want to make
because,
them? That's fine.
Because people don't want to pay postage. They don't want to deliver things by hand. So if you can send it over email, that saves so much time.
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like I'm going to barf.
You should go fucking barf. Barf up a rope.
Barf up a Mr. Roper.
Yeah, totally.
And that's the other kind of chocolate I ate last night.
You got a Mr. Roper?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to go unfurly a Roper.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't make any dew yet?
Dew?
Yeah. Any morning dew?
A Mountain Dew.
You know, this one time I went to this flower shop because I was putting up a banner at this flower shop. It was pretty cool. But
whatever, dude. You were totally just checking out flowers.
I had to use the can, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. I had to make a two at a flower shop. And the dude had a big old bucket of roses. Like, so if you were sitting on the tour, you just got a face full of roses. It was awesome. Just right in your face. Bucket. 36 roses, something like that.
How does that help?
Helps you.
Yeah, but you're pretty much immune to your own business anyways.
Yeah, I guess.
So
maybe they were scent retracting roses.
Yeah. Gross.
Just storing up the poop smell in those roses.
Oh, yuck. And then
they were revenge roses.
Nice. And then you give them to somebody, you're like, oh, these are beautiful. You smell them and it just boom.
Just right up the chute. Just fog.
Oh. Yuck.
Singed nose hairs.
Remnants, particles. Just fluttering.
Oh, God, I can taste it.
I had my mouth open.
Yeah, all right. We got it all figured out, man. We should sell this podcast. We shouldn't be giving this shit away.
It's the big poop Monday here on the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Man, you're just so depressing sounding.
You
sound like
fast.
I must sound all the time.
Yeah, I think so.
That's disgusting, because I kind of sound like I sound all the time. So like,
fucking, yeah.
People are going to be like, is fucking Brian already gone? Is this that week where it's going to be all Phil and made up people? It's going to be good.
I like that episode with Droopy. That was good stuff.
Yeah. Shit, dude. You all right? You going to snap out of it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You going to be well in time for 8?
Yeah, I should be.
Yeah,
it's a week to get better and stuff there.
You're going to be fucking doing all kinds of grave robbing and cradle robbing, aren't you? You're going to be mixing it up? You're going to...
Cradle digging?
Yeah. Aren't you?
I don't know, I guess.
You're going to go make me an uncle, dude?
You already have one.
What? No, turn me into one. Transform me into an uncle. Come on, dude. You can do it.
Autobots, transform an uncle up.
We say,
no, I don't get to do that.
Huh?
You got your own brother to make you do that.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's overrated, anyways.
What is? Parenthood? Unclehood?
Unclehood.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about unclehood.
No.
So you know what I did today? Got up the ass crack of fucking first thing, and I cleaned off my porch. My porch has these three windows that are between the living room and the porch. And they got no screens and whatnot, so I opened them up. So now it's just like all this extra big room with the sun and the breeze coming in and everything. It's cleaned off. And there's some toys out there, and the kids were running around and having a good time, looking out the window, watching trucks and
Yeah.
This dude in a green shirt kept spying on this dude in a green shirt. He went to buy a newspaper. There he is. I know.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah, it's fun.
Good work.
Pretty good. So far, a good day. I'm drawing a little comic action, you know?
You finally got your tablet.
Yeah, I got my tablet. It's pretty
tablet
great.
Tablet update.
Got my tablet. There you go.
Did you get anything else in the mail?
Yeah, I got a Bluetooth dongle, and I can't get it to work yet.
Dongle.
It's supposed to be able to take the pictures off my camera right on my computer, but it hasn't happened yet. They can't find each other.
Do you refer to it as your digita dongle?
No, man. It's my piece of shit that doesn't work. That's pretty much what I'm calling it.
Do you refer to it as USB dongle dislikes smoke? It's Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
All right. Go to hell.
Well, I never played it.
Go to hell, Phil.
Never played it.
Go to hell, Tom McHenry Studios.
Wow. That is harsh.
Go to hell, Internet.
You are just on fire.
I'm a fire.
You're a fire.
I am, man.
No, I know. This fire is out of control.
You lit me a fire.
Did I?
No. Dude, I feel awful.
That's okay. You going to work tonight?
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This is the funny thing, okay? Right. I asked for days off for APE. I asked for 3 days off. I got vacation days. I'm entitled.
Sure.
I asked for days off, like, weeks ago. Right. I ain't heard nothing back from the boss man saying, yep, go ahead, go for it, have fun, see you later. Ain't heard that none yet. And I'm like, well, maybe he'll tell me this week since it's new pay period. Maybe all the paperwork didn't line up. I don't know. But the thing is, like, because we're short-staffed, like, they laid off a bunch of people and then magically didn't hire anybody. So therefore, I don't know if I have the days off for APE yet, and it's a week away, and it's less than a week away, and mm-hmm. I'm not actually sure if I'm, you know, getting the days off. I'm taking the days off. So here's the thing, is that if I have to take the days off, they're going to be my sick days. Okay, boss, you're not going to let me go? I'm going to be sick those days. See you later. But now the rub is that I actually am sick now, and I don't want to use up my sick days for being sick.
Why?
Because it's, I don't know.
Just take it on the chin, dude. What they gonna do?
Pick the balls on the chin?
I told you I was leaving, motherfuckers. Yeah, I was sick on Monday. Kiss my ass. Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, basically. I mean, what's the worst that happens?
Yeah, really.
I actually can't imagine the worst that would happen. I just don't even know.
Well, they lose your job and they come to collect their back pay.
You owe us something.
You come home and your place is gone, your shit, you know, place is empty, shit's all gone.
You know what, that's fine. It's fine. Right. I don't have that much stuff anyway.
All right,
it's overrated. Stuff's overrated, dude.
Your fridge is just jammed full of animal pelts and fucking...
yeah, I guess. It's full of vegetable pelts. The insides have all rotted away and it's just the outsides of some vegetables.
We gotta think about starting making a new retaining wall for we got this tree and a big hill on the alley. I think we probably have to make a new retaining wall pretty soon. I was thinking...
Oh, I'm actually busy that day. I'm sorry, I can't...
No, that's cool. But I was thinking we could do a good deal on cow bones, man.
Cow?
Yeah, man.
To make a wall out of?
Yes.
Cool.
And wouldn't that be awesome? Big fence of leg bones?
Put the rib cage pointing outward so if anyone tries to mess with your shit, they get impaled. Awesome.
Yeah. Barbed ribs.
That'll be sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should... You know what? Don't do that. Don't waste money. Okay. Don't buy bones. That's stupid. You
buy
can make
bones.
Your own. What?
Dude, they're a fucking byproduct, man. I mean, like, there's gotta be bones running around.
Well, I know, but you're probably gonna... Well, anyway, my point is, just never mind, don't do that. Just eat ribs for a year.
Sure.
And make your own.
I don't... It's like, got 50 feet long and, like, 5 feet tall, so I don't know.
Oh, I know. I know, but just eat some ribs.
That's a lot of ribs.
So?
My heart's
already pretty
weak.
With ribs?
No,
you don't
but...
Like, you don't... I thought you know. I thought you liked food.
I would die.
I guess I just don't know you very well.
I have a food to up, dude. I have a food to motherfucking up. Date.
Yeah. Food. Oh, I get it. That's funny.
Dude,
I don't like dates. I don't know why you're eating those things.
You can go to hell. Fuck you.
I'm going to get revenge on this podcast later.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'll fucking edit you down. Yeah, Brian's not here today. fucking busy signal. And what do you think, Brian?
The number you have dialed is no longer in service.
So, I got this German dark wheat bread. It's like totally black. It's got these seeds in it, but it's like fucking black bread.
Is it made of Bavarian lager?
It might be, dude. It's like bread made out of Guinness, dude. It is so black. It's black, black. It's good. But then I toasted it, okay, in my toasting machine.
Yeah.
And then I put some butters on it from my cow bones.
Nut butters?
It's my own homemade butter. It's my prank. It's my revenge butter that I...
Utter butter?
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, some mole asses. I bought some...
Fresh mole asses.
I brought some Brer Rabbit brand...
You just cut them up. You just cut them up like a pig snout and lay them on.
That's right, and it was delicious.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man, it was fucking good. I'm telling you, you
toast and bread, toast and butter. Everybody, exciting! Try it at home.
Yeah, that's right. What are you doing there? Hanging out there in the silence all by yourself.
Fight you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Fine. Maybe I will.
Okay, maybe I will.
Okay, let's fucking do it.
All right.
This is it, everybody.
Finally.
Fight.
The fight you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
We have been friends too long. I think it's time.
Meeting of the minds.
I've never been friends with someone in real life. Like, for longer than a year without just getting a total fucking blood-curdling fight with him.
That's why I'm never gonna come visit, because you're just gonna punch me in the face.
Probably. I got a lot of built-up anger. I do. I got a whole load of feist just surging through my veins.
I see.
Well, not surging. Lurching, I guess.
Leslie Feist?
Meandering through my veins.
Mandarin?
I don't know. You know those Martian squeezing eye-popping thingamajigs?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what my heart looks like right now. Smoking one too many gravy shakes in the morning.
Yeah.
What'd you have for breakfast? Did you have breakfast? Maybe that's why you're sick.
I had just peanut butter toast. That's what I always have before podcasts.
You know what's good on toast is fucking molasses.
And butter. Alright.
You just don't understand.
Vegemite. Vegemite?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It had that savory, musky kind of underbear flavor, dude. It was so good. You're missing out. If you don't try it, you're fucked. That's the lesson of this podcast.
I don't really like molasses that much. I'm not going to put it on.
You don't got to put a fucking ton on there. Just a little bit. And it's got to be like that black-ass bread, because then they really complement each other. The butter's just there as like an intermediary.
It's just so that your mouth doesn't get stuck shut eating it.
Yeah, I almost put that shit in the fridge, too.
Well, the toast?
No, fucking molasses. That would have been so stupid.
Yeah. How would you get it out?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm. Be like ketchup.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. Go back to bed.
Yeah, you do that. Don't fucking go to work, whatever you do.
You don't want me to go to work?
Nah, if you go to work, you can be acting like this tomorrow. I can't have that right before you go out of town.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what this was. All right, well, we'll have some guest hosts lined up for the rest of the week here and someone next week, and then...
And for the rest of the year, and for the rest of forever.
Yeah, anyone else want to be on the show?
I quit.
You let me know. That's fine. That's really okay, dude. That's okay.
I can't quit you, Popcast.
Shit.
Remember when people used to make those jokes?
Yeah, every couple of breaths. It was,
what?
That was the day.
Yeah. Did we already talk about how...
You had me at I Can't Quit You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
We're trying to think
sums
of
up
things.
The 90s.
Trying to think of things to. I think it's about time to bring back Jim Carrey in the mask quotes. Don't you think?
Sure.
I think it's time. I think enough time has passed. Mm-hmm. It'll be just dorky enough, but.
Oh, yeah.
It won't be like people be like, whoa, I haven't heard that in a while. You know what I mean?
Like, let's do it! Like that. That's so good. Remember that part? That's fucking on the floor.
Yeah.
So good.
Let's do it!
Yes. Fuck, yeah. He's got the tongue.
That's what I'm saying.
That. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You think people will remember?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's time.
All right. Let's do it. That could be tomorrow's show topic. That could be the rest of the week. We could do an escapade. I mean, an expose.
An icecapade?
Yeah. An icepose.
An escapade?
Yeah. Is it raining there?
It sure is.
Are you opening some tinfoil? What are you doing?
Making popcorn.
Is that... right.
Oh, here, listen to this.
Boiling my urine. There we go. That is actually my ideal co-host. And what do you think, Rain? I can't actually tell the difference between that and my bodily fluids, dude.
That's funny. I like it.
All right.
Well, I love a rainy night.
Take it easy, Brian.
Hey,
I'm getting out of here.
All right. Go do it.
Fuck this dog and pony show.
I should have called in sick to the podcast.
There you go. Then you could have gone to work and you'd been all right.
Fuck me.
Just get your boss on Skype, dude, and we'll mix it up.
My boss's name is also Phil. That would be confusing.
Is it really?
It is.
No wonder.
No wonder I'm so mad at you every morning.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Phil.
All right, Ben. Take it easy.
I'm going to get revenge on that shit.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, don't...
Enjoy the loosely themed day.
Sure. Don't tell me about tomorrow, dude.
What?
Don't tell me about tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Don't tell me what I'll get.
What? Oh, I get it.
Papitas.
Woke up on the wrong side of everything, dude. Maybe I'll spray diarrhea all over the... Oh, fuck.
You put your finger in there, it's just...
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, buy me some toast. Toast and bread. Toast and butter. Everybody, exciting. Try it at home. Or soak all the paper towel in urine. Dry it out under the hand dryer and then put it back. And then you gotta buy me some honey crisps.
They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out. They say put the turkey sandwich to knock me out.
Some honey. Buy me some honey. Ridiculous. Look at that turkey sandwich from, like, Starbucks. It wasn't even, like, anything good. And I ate it, and I got so sleepy off of it at work. What?